In the Motor City, they're called Detroit Cheers. They're as good as dollars at dozens of businesses, including bars and grocery stores, and are redeemable at local banks at $9.50 for every 10 cheers. In more and more local regions, people are using paper currency that's backed by a local guarantee instead of the U.S. Treasury. In Madison, they're called Madison Hours. Stephanie Rierich works with the Madison Time Bank.
It's a little bit smaller than a dollar bill, and it's a lot more colorful, and it has, there are three denominations. There's 1 hour, a half hour, and a quarter hour, and they have different pictures by local artists on them.
Employees at businesses that participate in the Hours Network can earn them in pay. A Madison hour equals $10, which can be spent at the local grocery co-op or other businesses that accept them. The goal is to encourage local shopping. Rick Brooks at UW-Madison is an expert in the history of local currencies. He points to what Argentinians did in the late 1990s when inflation there reached 200%.
They exchanged tangible currency that would pay for anything, but wasn't necessarily backed by gold or silver or the national treasury. It helped people to be able to feed themselves and pay their bills and stay in their homes.
Brooks says the local currencies emerging now are an indication that there are lots of local alternatives to the big banks, whose policies are largely responsible for the current global economic downturn. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.